From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. President Obama says there is an urgent need for jobs creation. And while the Fed chairman, Ben Bernanke, has called the recession probably over, he adds that the pain will persist for the unemployed. And so far, he's right. The national unemployment rate is pushing up against 10%. It's expected to surpass that point before all the trouble is over.
For some states, that's old news. Their unemployment rates have already jumped past 10%. We're going to start this hour with stories from Ohio, Oregon, and California, stories behind the numbers. First to Ohio, where the unemployment rate is nearly 11%. Here's Dan Bobkoff of member station WCPN in Cleveland.
The story of Inkstop is a worker's nightmare. For months now, the company kept assuring its staff, selling printer ink and office supplies, that everything was fine. They were expanding. They were hiring. There were just some speed bumps along the way because of the recession. Then, last week, and without warning, the company abruptly shut down.
You know, I knew things were tough for the company. I didn't think they were that tough.
Greg Rothaker was an Inkstop store manager for nearly 2 years. He got a call late last Thursday that he wouldn't be going to work the next day. And he wouldn't be getting the more than $2,000 in back pay he earned the past few weeks. Now he and fellow manager Brian Wolf stand outside Rothaker's former store in Strongsville.
Yeah, you were only here a little bit longer than the permit.
There's no note to customers on the door telling them of the closure. Only a few stickers from UPS drivers who were, understandably, unable to deliver shipments. For Rothaker, it's kind of gallows humor.
As you can see over on the door, our Inkstop brand ink is 75% off. I don't know how you're going to take advantage of that deal, but good luck to you if you can.
Rothaker says the first warning sign that things weren't totally rosy at Inkstop was a dwindling supply of ink. There hadn't been a shipment since June.
Or as Brian put it, ink stopped.
Still, he believed the company's assurances that everything was okay. Now, locked out and laid off, Rothaker and Wolf spend their days applying for jobs online. Rothaker was about to become a homeowner.
The doors closed at Inkstop on Friday. Saturday, we got a call from the realtor saying that the bank finally approved our offer, and it was just such a heartbreaker for my wife and I.
He has 5 days to find a job, or the deal is off. That's why these two Ohioans don't want to hear that the recession is finished.
They say that the recession's ending, the recession's over, you know, we're out of the woods, we're out of the dark, you know, you can hear the munchkins singing now, and the answer is wrong, you know. I mean, if you look around, you know, you see a lot more of this happening.
For NPR News, I'm Dan Bobkoff in Cleveland.